Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
720 WGN Lake County is struggling to understand everything that comes with AI data centers, and so it looks like they have decided that maybe a moratorium, just a pause, might help. Eric Wagner is with us, Planning, Building, and Development Director of Lake County. How are you today, Eric?
Good afternoon.
So when did this come down? At a meeting on, was it Tuesday night or Wednesday night? Tuesday, right?
Tuesday this week in the afternoon or in the morning, the board took action on a resolution that directs our Zoning Board of Appeals to initiate a public hearing process to determine whether to institute an 8-month moratorium on data center applications within the unincorporated area.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Oh, only on, because there's no place in many of the populated areas, right? Although we've seen them plop them down in areas where they just actually flatten neighborhoods. What is the biggest concern that members of the board had about this?
So data centers is sort of an emerging topic of interest across the country. And, you know, while data center activity is really a necessary part of the digital economy, and it powers AI, as you mentioned, it's also important for cloud computing. E-commerce depends on data center development. But there are some questions and concerns around certain design and operational impacts of these types of facilities. One of the major elements of concern is the power that's necessary to generate all the equipment within a data center, especially in the larger hyperscale facilities. It takes a lot of energy to run. And with energy costs continuing to climb, even with the expansion of renewable energy production like wind and solar across parts of the country, data centers can really contribute a lot of demand on an already strained energy grid. So energy pricing is a concern among consumers. Another operational impact of data centers is the cooling process for these facilities. Some of the older cooling technologies for data centers require continuous consumption of water for cooling. Fortunately, we've seen a lot of more recent focus on closed loop technologies, which still require a large volume of water, than the smaller volume of water than the larger facilities, but, you know, and they can recycle that water in a manner that reduces consumption significantly, but there's still a concern about drawdown of local water resources. And then we have other concerns about noise levels from data center operation, potential air quality concerns from the venting of emissions, and obviously the larger facilities, they do tend to occupy a lot of space, and so there's visual and aesthetic concerns that are a factor. And those are all important aspects of any local regulation.
And those are all the issues that every county, every city, every village is dealing with, because we've seen what has happened and we've heard the complaints of people who all of a sudden find them in their neighborhood. So what standards should developers meet to demonstrate that they can operate these sustainably and not impact your electric grid or your water sources or manage noise?
So I'd say it's really not a simple exercise to draft an ordinance around data centers. The technology is really complex and varied, and the potential impacts are very complex. And so there's really a variety of methods out there to regulating facility design and operation. Our board at Lake County is committed to a really thorough research-based approach to set the table for what we consider state-of-the-art regulations, and that means a significant time investment on the part of staff. So the 8-month moratorium that we're going to be looking at would give us that time, will allow us to pause applications. In the meantime, we would anticipate being ready to finalize a detailed regulatory strategy sometime in 27. we do think that, you know, this, because this is such an important topic regionally and nationally, once we're done with our best practice-based research and we're ready to actually develop a set of really responsible standards, we'll be able to offer other communities in the region one possible blueprint for how to go about regulating data centers in their area as well.
That's really helpful, because I feel like so many smaller counties, even cities, are trying to operate on their own, and there seems to be no general set of guidelines for any of these data centers. So when they meet opposition, I think they just go the next county over or the next available piece of property that they might develop. How many have applied to build in Lake County?
Thus far, we haven't gotten any formal applications in the unincorporated area. But as I said, data center expansion across the country is occurring at a great pace. And so the moratorium is a responsible gesture on our part to put a pause on any potential applications that might be out there in the wings, to give us the time to develop a set of regulations so that when we're finally ready to consider a proposal, we have the best approach available to going through that analysis with a development application.
And what have you been hearing from residents? Because it seems like everybody says, I don't want it in my backyard, when in fact we have to have them, but nobody wants to live near one.
Yeah, I think that's really the fundamental issue with zoning. Zoning is a technique that's available to local governments to segregate land uses into certain zones and to provide for reasonable protections for residents and for communities from uses and activities that might be negative, that might have development impacts that could affect people in their neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's really important that we engage the community in the conversation when we eventually go about developing those regulations. And so one of the goals that Lake County has for its process going forward in developing a regulatory framework for data centers is to bring our constituents into the dialogue when we're going to set out to establish a regulatory strategy next year after we're completed with the moratorium. And so we're going to be planning a robust process for that conversation. In the meantime, we continue to hear from our community, and we hear stories across the country of people that are concerned about certain data center impacts. And so we're going to be looking very closely at how to address those concerns with the regulations once we've got them in hand.
You have been quoted as saying you are taking this issue extremely seriously, and that is very evident after this interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Eric Wagner, Planning, Building, and Development Director of Lake County. The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.